Thank you. Thank you. We'll be right back. Hey, how's it going, everybody? So, we still have a PA, right? All right. Good. That was cool. You like the monitor sound? Cool. Good. It's nice to be here. It's been a long time since we've been to the Fillmore. I'm glad to see all of you. Thank you. Anybody seeing the Flectones for the first time? Okay. Let me introduce to you a being who traveled all the way from the year 2050 to play for you here tonight. On the Synthax Drumitar, please welcome...
The Future Man.
Thank you very much. All right. Well, hey, you know what? Just in case you don't know who the bass man is, his name is Victor Lemon. Woo! 10!
Thank you all very much. Thank you. And like Bela said, it is great to be back here once again. Thank you all for coming out tonight. And keep it going for our one-man horn section over here. How about it for Mr. Jeff Coffin?
Thank you. How you guys doing? Everybody all right? How you guys doing over there, up there? through there. All right. You need a pair of pliers? Oh, papyrus. Right. Like they used to write on in Egypt or something. Right. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's good. I got some pliers if you need them too, but I'm just a little short on papyrus today.
I think, Jeff, I think he said your hair is on fire.
Oh, my hair is on fire. Right. No, I know that. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks. Right then. So, anyways, last but certainly not least, up here on the stage, every now and then we'll say that he's done for the banjo what George Washington Carver did for the peanut. Show him a whole lot of love, Mr. Bela Fleck on the banjo. Show him a whole lot of love, Mr. Bela Fleck on the banjos.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. Thank you. So thank you very much. Thank you. So we got a new record. We're going to be playing a lot of music from that tonight. And it's called Little Worlds. It's a triple CD for those times when two CDs just isn't enough. And here's a song that Future Man and I put together. It's called New Math. Thank you. Okay, here's another song.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's Paul Hanson on the bassoon. Paul Hanson. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please stick around. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. can almost feel your fear. Give a little time for a moment so close. Find another way to open up your heart to me. Every now and then comes a moment so close. I can see the future telescope in front of me. Isn't it the way for a moment so near? More than I am covering is a part of me. Will return, descending from the sky. The atoms will explode. Too late to wonder why. So close, so near. Stop it. Funny how it goes with the moment so near. Let the particles are running round inside of me. The smaller that you go, it's a moment so near. More than I am comprehending is a part of me. Thank you.
moment so near. In a little while, you can almost feel your fear. Leave a little time for a moment so close. Find another way to open up your heart to me.
Thanks, Paul. Good to have Paul Hansen up here. Everybody doing okay? This is going to be a tune, another tune from, I think this is from album number 27 of The Little Worlds. And, it's about, you know, maybe there's some guy you knew in school or something like that who was maybe a little bit square, but you liked him anyway. This tune is kind of like that. It's called Poindexter. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see if maybe we could get Future Man to help explain a story on this next tune. A tune written by Jeff Coffin, entitled Sherpa. What do you say, Fuge?
Well, I have a little idea about what Jeff might have been talking about. This song is entitled Sherpa, and a Sherpa is someone that's like behind the scenes doing all the stuff, you know, not getting the credit. So I have this little idea that, you know, back in the day during the first laptop, flat screen, it was called an Etch-a-Sketch. And it was really cool, you know, it had a mouse in the right hand and a mouse in the left hand, and you can make straight lines and stuff. You shake it and erase it and, you know, sign off like that. And there was these Sherpas behind the scenes, and they were point Dexters for their day, knowing that the laptop was, no? All right, Jeff doesn't like this one. All right, okay, let me try this one. Okay, so there was this movie about vampires called Lost Boys. And I said there was a Sherpa behind the scenes, it was Grandpa. The whole movie, he was like this half-vampire Sherpa wearing his sunglasses during the day. Don't drink out of my refrigerator because it's not beet juice. It's not ketchup. It's not hot sauce. And he was behind the scenes. No. All right, well, check this out. Okay, so we're going to switch to Mount Everest, right? Okay? So we're going up Mount Everest, except we're not going. We're watching it on an IMAX movie in the comfort of our big screen. Okay, so this is a really treacherous journey. They're going to tackle the summit, the peak. Well, here we go. The air is there, breathing deep, climbing up, a lot of IMAX cameras, and here we go. Going to reach the summit, and we notice that as the guy's going to reach the summit, that we're watching him as he reaches the summit from the top, and it's like, dude, the cameraman is already there. So that's what I say that this song is about. It's like these guys behind the scenes already doing the stuff, not getting the credit. Sherpas, yeah? God save the queen.
Want to send this out to some of the Sherpinest Sherpas we know, Arc Stage crew, house guys, everybody. Thank you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jeff Coffin on the horns. Jeff Coffin.
Okay. All right. We're gonna get a special friend of ours out here and do something. Just to improvise a little with a very good friend of mine, Mr. David Grisman. So put on your listening ears. We're going to be doing something real quiet and just explore a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. Had a great time playing for you tonight. David Grisman is one of our guests. Paul Hansen. Victor Lamont Wooten. Jeff Coffin. And the Future Man.
Bela Fleck on the banjo.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, everybody. We had a wonderful time playing for you. Take it easy. Thank you.